You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. All of last year, we brought you stories about one particular Detroit neighborhood. The idea was to spend some time in one place, talk to the neighbors, and we wanted to see if the neighborhood was experiencing any benefit from the celebrated downtown Detroit resurgence. Well, this year, Michigan Radio is trying something new. We're turning the microphone over to the neighbors. They'll be telling the stories that matter to them using a podcast called Morningside 48224. We've got a journalist embedded in the neighborhood who's going to be helping the people of Morningside tell their own stories. That journalist is Imani Mixon, a Detroit-based writer who reports on neighborhood change and actually grew up in Morningside, and she joins me now. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sounds like fun. I love my time in Morningside. I hope you are too. So this is different than anything we've done before. How are you thinking about this podcast project?
For me, it's just really exciting. And I think anytime we approach work as an excitement as opposed to an obstacle or something that we just can't figure out, it's a little more inviting. So I've just been thinking about it as a way to provide resources and access to people who maybe aren't included in some of the broader media conversations and empowering them to tell their own story.
So you've been in Morningside for a few months now. How are you engaging the neighbors? How are you getting them encouraged to, you know, contribute to the podcast?
For sure. I'm just working on being visible. I hope people know my face and name and see me at community events, at, you know, anything that's happening. I kind of want to know about it. And I've been doing my best to just show up and be vocal and visible so that they know I am kind of, you know, working with them on their side, being a resource, and that they know about the project before it even happens so that they know how to get involved.
What's the goal of this Morningside Neighborhood podcast? I mean, who's it for and what do you hope to accomplish?
Right. So it's for Morningside. This is all about Morningside. It's for Morningside, which I think makes it that much more fun and the possibilities a little bit more limitless because the people really have the choice to make this whatever they want it to be. I think that it'll be a nice experiment in lived experiences versus sort of like third-party reporting or statistics or data that sometimes you get inundated with as a Detroit resident.
So you're a journalist, but you're not actually going to be doing the reporting. You're going to assist them in telling their stories.
Exactly, and kind of do almost a Skillshare. I'm learning just as much as they are right next to them. So it'll be more about, you know, using that natural storytelling ability that so many people have and shaping it and polishing it with audio story recordings and skills that, you know, maybe haven't been introduced to them before.
So do they have to have their own recorder? How's this work?
No, we have everything. We have audio equipment, and I'm figuring out how to teach the residents to do what they can with the equipment because I'm learning too.
What kind of response are you getting?
People are excited. A lot of people are weary of what they've seen reported about them in broader discussions. So this is a challenge. Like, okay, if you don't like what you've seen, what would you like to see? And they're kind of putting that puzzle piece together. So it's really just a matter of moving from that initial interest to action and working with them to figure out what their story will be for the time being.
Now, there's a pretty large senior citizen population in Morningside, but there are a lot of kids too. Who's getting involved in the podcast?
I've gotten people from all levels of the community. Obviously, you present it a different way to different people, but you know, I had a kid who wants to do a how to create slime, like DIY podcast. I'm like, well, that could be an episode. We can make anything news if it's happening to you right here. And then also, I think as obviously you get a little deeper into the demographic and talk to more people, you kind of scratch on those issues that are of importance to the city as a whole. So there's room for everybody. And the assignment is to just tell a story, which is a nice thing to come back to.
Now, you're not just parachuting into Morningside for the first time in my life. I understand you lived there as a youngster. So now that you're back in Morningside, what do you think? What do you see that's different?
I think Morningside is still a very special place. It's still a cherished place in a lot of people's lives. And when I was there in the early 2000s, it kind of felt like its own island. It's a very specific neighborhood. It's not like other places. But as Detroit kind of gains traction and as other neighborhoods get shine, you start to think about Morningside within the context of those changes. And instead of viewing it as a site for comparison, I see a lot of people viewing it as a site for possibility and also as a platform to ask for what they want to see in the neighborhood. So that's been really cool.
So what are the neighbors talking about? I mean, what are the issues and stories they want to talk about on the podcast?
Definitely. I've heard a lot about housing, employment, education, development, and sort of what the future holds. And I think the benefit for Morningside is that they've seen places change using ideas from other people who don't live in the neighborhood. So to have this opportunity to kind of sit back and think about what you wish to see and speak that into the environment is what this podcast is for. I met Eric DeWicke at a few community meetings. Every community meeting I attend, he's also there. And he's a lifelong Detroiter, and he's been in Morningside for 25 years. And he kind of spoke about what it's like to stick through a neighborhood that maybe has changed over time.
I guess I thought back then, and I hoped, that things would come back faster or they wouldn't sink as low as they did.
That's what I found in Morningside when I was there. A lot of people are really hopeful about this neighborhood's going to come back. How will you determine whether the Morningside podcast effort is actually successful?
That's something I think about every day. And I think that this is not any other media outlet. We can't have the same expectations or the same markers of success. So it's not about necessarily numbers or likes or shares as much as it is about the conversation that's happening in the neighborhood. So as long as this year-long experiment matters to the people who, you know, are in the neighborhood and who have gotten involved, then I'll feel like it's successful. And I think it's really important to be able to document your experience and kind of freeze it in time so you can contextualize this moment, you know, empower yourself to tell a story rooted in who you are. And I think someone who was really forward-thinking after having been in the neighborhood for such a long time, since 1989, would be Doris Grayson. And she's a 78-year-old, super quiet, super reserved, but super great person who was once active in the community and has kind of taken a bit more of a matriarchal stance at this point, but she had some really good things to say about what's to come.
I think we have bright future references coming forth. I'm expecting to see it back like it was with the homes that are left there. The neighborhood will be good.
I understand the first episode is coming out today. So tell us what we can expect to hear, where we can find it. Of course, it's for Morningside, not
right.
For us, but go ahead and tell us where we can hear it.
Definitely. So you can visit michiganradio.org/Morningside. And this first episode, since we were just touching down in the neighborhood and I was still getting to know people, and I'm still getting to know people, I thought it was important to tell people why I'm the one telling the story. You know, it's a matter of pride being from Detroit, being from a specific neighborhood. So I thought it was relevant to let them know, look, Morningside is linked to my family history. This is why I care about it so much. So we kind of dove into my personal family history there in Morningside. And also I spoke with residents to kind of speak back to the issues that I just got a glimpse of in the early 2000s that they lived through and that they're still living through. So yes, please listen and share and enjoy and reach out to me. I'm in the neighborhood. I'm embedded in the neighborhood. So hopefully I get to meet every Morningside resident by the time I'm done.
And if you're wondering where you can find her, you can definitely knock on the door at USNAP back because you've got a little office there, right?
Right, for sure. Ring my bell, please.
Imani Mixon is the producer and trainer of the community podcast in Detroit's Morningside neighborhood. It's part of the ongoing effort by Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative. Thanks. Good luck, too.
Thank you.